So I, being a ADHD riddled millennial, love getting into various hobbies, investing way too much time and money into it, and then going, afterwards. But there's one that I wish that I did, because I feel like I could have went somewhere with it. Have you guys seen the drone racing, like, it's the tiny drones, like they're like the size of like your hand, but they attach like the camera to them and they do like wild acrobatics through like abandoned factories and stuff like that. It looks like it's straight out of Star Wars.
That's just like your need to explore like abandoned buildings made into drone form.
But I've seen there's guys who do like racing through these things.
They're pretty sick. I'm not like interested in them, but I always like swipe past them and then I kind of go back and I'm like, yeah, I'll watch this.
Yeah,
this is gonna be cool enough.
It's so intense. Like it's so intense to like see these guys like thread the needle through like, you know, a broken window pane or something like that. I'm just like, God, I could do that.
I'm like picturing Kelly like, you know, going back to the video, finishing it and being like, now this is drone racing.
Just make your drone look like a pod racer. God, that'd be awesome.
I've seen people make drones into like X-Wings and stuff like that. And I'm just like,
I was about to say, if that didn't already exist, I would be shocked.
Honestly, it would look better as a TIE fighter.
The
small size, I think it would just be so much
better. Yeah, I mean, they've done some fun ones with it. I saw somebody that they made the drone to look like a sword, and then they used a hand, they used a thing to control it with their hand, so that way they look like a wizard, like, throwing a sword around. And I'm like,
yeah, I've seen that.
That's the best application for that. I'm like, that's the best one. So, while, like, drones were really sketchy in the beginning, people have done some pretty creative and fun things with them, so, they've got me on those. They got me on that part of it. But yeah, there are plenty of hobbies that I've like wanted to get into, and either I missed out on it when it was like really easy to get into, or I just didn't have the money at the time or something like that. But got anything that you're like, I really wish I could get into this? Is there like something out there that you've always been interested in, but you just haven't like been hooked quite yet?
Is this episode 2 of Hoverboards for me? Is this a sign?
All right. I get. You know how they say that you have to put things for stimulation in like your pet's tank? I think we need to do that for Tim. I think he talks about like three
things.
Wait,
isn't that why he had kids?
He talks about three things whenever we have a banter.
What are the three things I talk about?
Adventure Time.
Hoverboards.
Kids, hoverboards,
and Adventure Time.
Adventure Time. Yeah.
And I mean, it checks out.
Someone needs to make a Timmy intro bingo card.
Like 10-minute long story would be one of the entries.
Yep. talking about how you're an old man.
Yeah. Real challenge to the community. If someone makes a Timmy bingo card, because they're bingo card makers.
Oh, yeah. I've used this for work meetings before.
If you follow along at home and you hit a bingo, I will send you Black Oak Workshop dice.
Whoa.
There you go.
There you go.
This episode brought to you by Black Oak Workshop.
Where dice are treasure.
We're a few minutes in, we already got to plug them.
It have to obviously be bingo for like moving forward. Otherwise, they can just go back through episode.
Correct. All right, yes,
so in episode
yes,
6.
Yes.
Well, actually, if they do that, that'd be kind of cool. You can go back to the other episode. You have to cite the episode.
Yeah.
I don't know. And the thing about you'd have to have a new bingo sheet that's randomly scrambled, you know, every episode.
This is so true.
But 200, like almost 200 chances to win a bingo, they have to hit at least, like, probably a lot. Because, I mean, how many times do I do multiple of the same reference?
Well, anyway, so hoverboards was one, Tim. A hobby you wanted to get into was being a hoverboard master.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, ukulele. I know like three songs. I haven't expanded my knowledge.
But you have a uke, don't you?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Cohen does.
That was me with the kalimba. I bought a kalimba. Wanted to learn kalimba.
They're fun.
Mm-hmm.
They're fun.
They're fun to use.
But I barely touch it now. One day.
That's because you haven't brought out your bard yet. There's you have to have motivation.
The Kalimba bard?
Yes.
We can be two bards. I'll be a bassist, and you'll be a Kalimba player. And collectively, no one will want to listen to us.
They're called Kalimbus.
Oh, my God.
We're traveling bards, the Kalimba and the bass player. Wait, where are you going? Stay.
No, it's really experimental. You really like it.
This tavern really cleared out.
It's just like that scene in the third Bill and Ted. Like, where they just have, it's like, yeah, this is some experimental stuff, and they're, like, playing every instrument, like, they make a song. Didn't sound half bad, to be honest.
Well, Mark, good? What hobby have you passed up?
I don't know, to be honest. Hobbies-wise, I try to do the thing as cheap as possible. But one I really, there was, like, a moment, and I think it was just because I really love figurines. I want to do Warhammer.
Oh, yeah.
And then I was like,
that was going to be my pick because I wanted to do it so bad when I was younger, but I don't make $500,000 a year. So.
Yeah. I mean, because I love the idea, the setting, all that stuff, but at the same time, I'm looking at the figures and the cost. I'm like,
when
no,
there are
not
entire
today.
Reddit pages dedicated to how to make your army cheaper. And then there's thousands of people being like, yeah, you just got to do this, 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 and this, and this. And also buy a 3D printer. You're like, you know what, fuck it.
Yeah. Get your own 3D printer, you know,
I'll
do
just
all
play
this
chess.
Stuff. Yeah, because like painting them kind of seems, it's fun.
I loved
I mean,
painting
like,
them. We got a couple models when we were younger, and I loved painting them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I painted one or two. I had one. I think it was when there was a Games Workshop. For some reason, it was in downtown Annapolis.
Oh, I remember that. And I was thinking of the one across from the Annapolis Mall. Yeah,
there was
one in the Annapolis Mall for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there was one in downtown Annapolis, which kind of was like, well, really? Okay, interesting. Went in there, and it was pretty much like the guy was like, here, you want to paint something? And I'm like, sure, what's that? And he just gave a figure. I don't remember what Space Marine it was, but the sheer fact that I was just like, oh yeah, now let's just paint. And I mean, every so often, I'll just buy like a small figure, but God, like the whole idea, I mean, then you can also roll, you know, was it 20 dice at the same time when you send troops out and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
It just seems kind of fun.
If you want to go play Halo Flashpoint with Jed again, that's so much, that's so much fun.
Jed and I, we had a play day to play that, and that game gets more fun every single time I pick up dice to play that. It's so fun. Yeah.
Wait, are you talking about another event that Jed didn't invite me to?
So he invited me and Kelly to it, and then Kelly actually couldn't go, so then it was just me and Jed. And then it was fun. But what was funny was that it was a capture of the flag thing, and he set it up for three people. But because Kelly didn't go, it was the board was like way too big, so it turned into a death match very, very quickly. The flags were completely disregarded.
What flags?
I'm just coming to shoot you.
That game is so much fun. Oh man, trying to think. I already said Kalimba. I had another one in my head, and then we started talking about Warhammer. I forgot.
Don't worry. When this Gug just starts tearing guard limb from limb, and I need to create a new character, we can vamp with your hobby that you forgot.
We'll fight these Gugs with music.
Maybe am I just so boring that I don't start any hobbies? Do I just go through life existing with no fun? I have like two hobbies that I'm really good at, and that's all I stick with.
Kelly, your 90% of your personality is your fantasy football team.
Wait, I thought it was supposed to be hobbies that you've given up on,
or that you want to get into and you just haven't yet.
Oh, want to get into? Oh,
yeah,
yeah. NHL hockey, 100%. I've really? Always wanted to get into hockey. It's a badass sport and it's really fun. Yes, and I just like, yeah. I just can't get into it. I don't try hard enough to get into it. I've got tennis, I've got football, and I spend an enormous amount of time on those two sports. and I just can't fit a third sport in because I get really into sports. So like, I'm just like, I don't have enough bandwidth for hockey, but I really want to get into it.
Dude, hockey live is fantastic.
I want to go to a hockey game. I've been to at least three. And
oh, hockey games live are so much fun.
I
know,
I've heard they're so much fun. I'm just like, I really want this, but it's not working out.
Yeah, I mean, it has to be just an amazing experience to be like in some of the front row seats and just get mm-hmm. just see dudes just get body checked up against like the plexiglass. Oh god, that has to be fun.
I think when I went, because it was to see the Caps, it was probably about like 2 years ago roughly, and we were four seats back because it was a buddy of mine, like his boss basically gets free tickets to shit, and he's like, oh, I can't make it, you want to go? And he's like, sure,
yes.
Whatever.
Oh, yes, I got the
VIP experience.
I'm so stupid. I literally went to my first hockey game last year.
You just forgot about
it. I was on a work trip to Pittsburgh, and me and my coworker Brian were like, want to go see the Penguins? So we just like walked over to the stadium and like bought tickets and saw the game. It was really fun.
Wow. Bad, huh?
So you had a taste of the hockey. You just haven't drank the Kool-Aid yet.
Oh, but I loved it. It was so much fun. Yeah.
Which member of the hockey squad plays the kalimba?
I'm not looking for any kalimba players who can't ice skate.
I know a guy.
Amateur kalimba player.
Ice skate. Amateur kalimba player gets signed to the Penguins.
Can't skate for shit, but he's got a mean right hook.
The subtitle is, it's a joke, just play along. All right, John. Besides your incredible bass skills, what kind of hobbies have you been like?
I mean, I mine was Warhammer too. Oh, right. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah,
yeah.
He even talked about how he did it as a child and then realized he didn't make seven figures.
Yeah. did we play Magic at all? Because I know that Mark
we
and
did
I played,
play Magic, and believe me, I was just like, I'm gonna look up my deck and I'm gonna build it, and then I got the list together and it was gonna be like $4,000.
Yeah.
Oh man,
so stupid.
A couple of my a couple of my old high school friends, they're all getting back into Pokemon cards. Like my friend Louie.
I've
like,
got a couple of friends that are into it now too.
Yeah, wait, my friend Louie a couple years ago got like way into it, and he like goes to like. He goes to like conventions and like hunts down super rare cards. Like, when did you get back into this? And now my other friend is getting into it too.
Yeah, it's cool.
So they're just part of the cohort who are being framed as stealing cards from children. Nice,
dude. Yeah. Okay. So speaking of that, I was at the store recently. And I saw, so they had some, like, you know, specific sets of Pokemon cards, and they had one that was a completely blank, like, no set, specific set of cards, and they weren't even in a package, it was just, like, 20 cards, and I was like, what the hell is this?
No, this is the plot of Inscription.
What? Oh, is it? Okay, I don't know that. But it was one of those things that I was like, what is,
just a loose bag of cards?
It was in a package. It was in a plastic package, but the package just said Pokemon. It didn't say what set it was from. Didn't say what year it was from. It just said like 20 cards, and they weren't even wrapped.
Oh no!
They
I found one of those before. I was like, this is really bizarre. It's like it's just like a nondescript pack of 20 Pokemon cards.
Yeah. Man, I can't wait to buy somebody else's garbage.
I think the packaging was just like it just said like Pokemon TG. Or TCG, that's it. That's all it said.
Yeah, exactly. And so I bought it, and I think it had like three energies or something like that. Most regular cards, and then I think there was like one minor foil card where like it was just the Pokemon or just the Pokemon's image. It wasn't like the whole card itself. And I'm like, okay.
That's exactly what you did. You bought somebody's garbage.
That's what I'm saying. Is that I think you're right, John. I think that somebody put their garbage in the CVS that I bought it from. Because it didn't make any sense. I was confused. Well, I think these Gugs are going to be collecting parts of you for their collection.
Definitely
because,
Garn.
Parts of Garn first, yeah. So the spellcasting Gug that I'll just say he looks very special, and he is. He's a very special boy. I will say that his name is Zivalorg. When that one gug banged on the door and screamed, that was the name he was saying.
Right.
So this is him. So Zivalorg has used magic of some kind in order to open up a hole in the wall directly next to Karn. Now, I'll say this. It was all three actions to walk over to that wall and then cast that spell. So his turn is over.
Oh, thank God.
So we're perfectly safe.
Not from his aura farming that he just did from appearing there, though. That can't be undone. But it is Benson's turn.
Oh, boy. I think I'm going to have to just leave Garn do his own thing right now and just keep swinging. I mean...
Yeah, the nice thing is...
Move away, I'm just going to get attacked.
Yeah, the nice thing is he's still... Like, where you're positioned right now, you have both Luca and Garn, who are, like, 30 feet from each other, still in your aura, because you're, like, perfectly centered. So, like, you can retributive strike anybody from where you are, which is really nice. If you took one step to the left, you'd actually be with Ambrose, too. So
then that's true. I will do that, then.
Dang.
Yeah, take a step, and you can hit the guy on the left, too, because I think Jake said that the one between Luca and Benson, isn't that, didn't you say it was looked roughed up?
So the one that's in between all of you, he's the one that's looking really bad. He was the one that got crit twice and is bleeding. So he is on death's door.
Okay, I guess Benson will try to finish him off here.
Yep.
Heck yeah.
So,
first roll.
Go and swing. This will be against his off-guard AC.
Oh, no. That's a 4 on the die. Something tells me 26 isn't going to hit him.
With flanking, that is a hit.
I rolled a dead-ass 4 on the die.
That was a good dead-ass 4.
Amazing. Oh, hold on, wait. Let me be very sure, because he is clumsied. So let me make sure that clumsied and off-guard work together. Let me see, where is off guard? Yes, they do stack.
God damn, nice. I almost feel bad about that.
It's a gug.
15 damage.
Please describe your kill.
Okay.
He has 14 HP left after you guys mauled him.
Yeah, that was awesome.
I think Benson just one clean swoop takes his legs right out from him, and he just drops. The sickening plop as Benson is going to swing at the other one that is now in front of him.
Okay.
Okay, from a dead-ass 4 to a 19 on the die for a keen crit.
If it hits, it's a crit.
If it hits, so what is the total with the map?
It's minus 5.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, because I remember how this game works. 19 plus 17.
36.
Definitely a hit, yeah.
Yeah.
I was about to say, Jake, what the...
Dang. That's a key, it's incredible.
I know, love it. I know.
Is...
Crit damage.
34 points of slashing.
Nice.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
And since I stepped, that's Benson's turn.
Okay. Viscount Ambrose.
Okay. So, unfortunately, I don't want to... I mean, I'm just going to swing. Luca's just going to swing. Because I was trying to reposition, and I just think that will...
You can't get far enough away from any of them.
That's true. So I think we're just going to stay right there. But, Luca, they're going to act together... And Ambrose is going to set off a spell, which is a verbal component, so it shouldn't trigger any attacks of opportunity, correct?
That is correct, yeah.
Okay, and he's going to enact Boost Eidolon. So he said, Luca, remove this filth from my sight. And Luca is going to strike out at the gug right in front of him. And let's see here.
The one in the middle of the room or the hallway?
This one.
Yeah, that one is frightened. No, actually, I don't think it's frightened anymore, because I think it was frightened too.
That's a 38 to hit.
Okay, that is a hit.
Beautiful. That is... Ooh, solid damage. So, I've never seen so many fives.
Oh my god.
So, because it's 2d8, 2d6, plus 7, and it's 8, 5, 5, 5.
Damn.
So, that is, with his spectral blade, 30 points of damage.
Oh my god, okay.
God damn it.
Nice.
And, oh, sorry, 34 points of damage, because I boosted him.
Oh, okay, so another 4 top of yes. that. Okay.
Alright. He's going to swing again.
Plus we need these high damage rolls right now. We need to get these through these things as fast as possible.
Still a hit.
Oh. Boxcars on the D8s this time. Okay, so that would be 32 plus 36 points of damage.
Please describe your kill.
Oh.
Oh, man.
We are moving through these things.
Yeah. So Luca just straight up like slices like almost like an X into this thing, goes down left, top left, bottom right, and then with the final one just can't lop off its head because it's whatever the hell
it is. It's all neck, all mouth.
So it's just a giant X in its chest and just drives it down.
All right,
mine was cooler.
You did crit, so it's pretty cool.
That is cool. All right, anything else?
I don't know if I because that's a big ass map on that.
I mean, if you got nothing else.
Well, the thing is, do I want to reposition? Because that thing might get an attack of opportunity, but. No, I'd rather save, have him so Benson can use Retributive Strike for Garn, basically. To keep him safe. Sorry, let me... God, he can't raise shield or anything, because he just doesn't have any of that stuff.
Right.
Fine. It'll attack once, but the lowest.
Okay. Alright, so...
plus 13... Yeah, that's a 20 to hit?
Miss. Miss, unfortunately.
Okay.
But, after Ambrose, it comes to Garn.
Alright. Garn, I don't believe I have the eminence in my weapon, so I'm going to spend an action to shift eminence, which, I will remind you, is just completely a spiritual thing, so there's no manipulate with that. So I shift the eminence into the Morning Star, and you see that it grows in size, and I will actually be able to strike out against what is it called? Zevalorg.
Yep.
Even though I am 10 feet away.
Okay.
I got that reach. Alright, so that's not that one. Sorry, I was looking at a specific ability, but I got the name mixed up, so let me find the right ability.
Alright, and then it's not a manipulate for any of those things?
No.
Okay.
Nope. Shifting evidence is free, and then I'm just going to use a strike, which, you know, strike's fine as well.
Strike with that erect weapon.
Oh yeah. Morning Star, so long, so hard. If there is ever a time to roll a 19 on the die,
okay,
yes.
It was now. So that is a 42 to hit.
That is a hit.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you thought he had a puny AC? Oh my gosh.
Well, I make the strike, as we know with these gugs, they have like the jaw that's kind of in the middle that kind of opens outward, and on the sides are their eyes.
Yes.
As I stab into this gug, we see Garn, his eyes roll back into his head for just a second, and we're back on the clashing shore. There is a Nalfishnay.
Yeah.
Which is a huge pig demon.
Mm-hmm.
And Garn and a couple others are going toe-to-toe with this beast. And things are not looking great. And you see Garn is, like, on his back. And the Nafshni goes to do a killing blow. And Garn just reaction strikes out across the tops of his eyes, where his eyebrows are, and you see that as he strikes, blood drips into this boar demon's eyes, and it burns with a holy singe.
Mm-hmm.
And you see that this boar demon is blinded, and that is the same thing that happens as Garn snaps back to reality as he strikes this greater Gug and blinds him unless they make a fortitude save.
Okay.
Which I'm sure they're terrible at.
39.
No!
I was about to say, this is some long spell description that's not going to go anywhere.
I was like, should I just go for damage, or should I try to do some status effect? So, you know, you take a chance, you hope the chick rolls like crap.
You miss every shot you don't take.
Exactly. But I still will do damage, which is great. May not be the crit damage that I wanted, but, you know.
Sure.
I mean, you sure that Gug wasn't frightened by the mace suddenly getting larger and his hands?
It's good. 18 points of damage.
Okay.
And I'm going to need you to make a will save. As, yeah, maybe you are frightened. We'll find out.
39.
Nope. But as I spark this transcendence, are you close enough, Ambrose? Yeah, you are. My boy Ambrose sees this valiant effort to deal a status affecting blow to this greater Gug, and you restore 26 points of healing.
Jesus Christ, okay.
And
keep the healing coming. You go ahead and take fucking 20 minutes a turn.
Uh-huh. One action to shift, two actions to spark transcendence, and that's my turn.
That's it. Kezra, it is your turn.
I actually know what I want to do.
Wow.
I stalled long enough.
Wow.
Actually, you did. I had to figure out what I needed to do.
I mean, so the listeners can't see. Yeah. Kelly's been on with his camera. He's got charts in the background. He's working on a calculator.
He's sweating bullets. Right. I'm planning three moves all at once right now. So,
okay.
So here's my wombo combo. Kezra pulls out a scroll in one hand.
Okay.
And then he, with his other hand, he lifts up the Staff of Death, and he will cast a spell on the what's his name? Zevalorg?
Zevalorg.
And Zevalorg suddenly... What are Gugs afraid of?
Clean meat.
Soap.
Proper cooking techniques.
All their teeth falling out and their tongue shriveling up.
Ugh.
So he starts getting images of his... of just his teeth falling out and, like, his body is, like, crumbling and he can't eat anymore, and the maggoty meat like turns to dust, and he has to roll a will save.
Fuck.
Come on, Jake.
38.
Okay, that's a success. So you will take half damage and be frightened one from Vision of Death.
Ooh.
Yep. I knew which one it was.
Yeah, you kept explaining the spell. I'm like, if he says will save, I'm going to be so sad here. That sounds like a willy spell to me. Is that a will save?
All right, so only 11 damage, and you're frightened one.
Okay.
But damage has been done, stats have been lowered. That's huge.
Yeah, yep. Okay, so after Kezra, it comes to the Gug in the hallway. The Gug in the hallway, it has seen both Benson and Luca kill two of his friends. or lovers, I don't know. They didn't put that in the book.
Not judging.
Use your imagination.
They can be friends and lovers.
That's true.
Even better.
Yeah. It could be lovers and lawyers. Anyway, so the it's going to strike out at Luca. It's going to do two claw strikes on Luca here.
Okay.
Before we go forward, I just have to get this out of my body. I'm just picturing these three gugs in suits. They're on a commercial. They're asking if you've been in a car accident and have lawyers and lovers represent you. We don't get paid until you get paid. Actually, we don't want payment at all.
The do vertical it for the love.
Let us sink our teeth into the competition. Into your case. He did it pretty well with a natural 20 on Luca, though.
No! Ooh.
Damn.
Ooh. That's how you have to do that, Jake.
He knows his clients.
You gotta do that. Paper cut. The target takes a -2 status penalty to attack rolls until the end of its next turn.
Huh.
Okay.
So double damage.
Yep. Okay.
Crit damage. That is going to be 42 points of slashing damage.
Oh.
Ouch. Second claw.
Okay.
John, aren't you in range?
Yes, I am. I will retribute strike that.
Yeah, right, you to retribute strike that one.
Go ahead and make your attack, Luca.
Oh, will do. Roll. No, not 23 plus 18 to hit. That is a 31 to hit.
That is a hit.
Yeah.
Jake, do you know what happens when you crit Benson's friends?
That's 22 points of damage.
22?
That was a natural 20 from Benson.
Benson is not within range to strike Gug.
I'm not. I feel bad. What a waste of a natural 20. Good lord.
Take that 20, shove it up your butt.
Yeah, that's exactly what I do.
Technically, Boost Eidolon, it says one round, so it's still active until my turn. So that's four extra. So the 26 damage. So
another four on top. Okay, I will.
Yeah, I mean, it's actually not a bad spell, actually, now I'm thinking about it.
That's great.
Okay.
Did you get the damage reduction?
Yes, I did.
Okay. All right, excellent.
All right, so second strike is going to be a 33 to hit.
It just hits.
Just hits, okay.
Oh, it hit. It's one over, so yeah.
Oh, gotcha, okay. So 20 points of slashing.
Yeesh.
And then I'm going to do this little fun little ability called Rend.
Ugh.
No.
So
in first edition, that was a legendary player killer.
Yep. So it just says a monster hit the same enemy with two consecutive strikes on the listed type in the same round, and then it automatically deal that strike's damage again to the enemy. So I'm going to roll damage again for the strike. 25 points of slashing damage.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No. You could just see Benson sees this. Kezro sees it. Garn probably, if he's not paying attention to Magdy Mead over there. But yeah, like both of them. Like you see, Luca gets hit, but then like Ambrose is the one that just starts bleeding. Just, like wounds are just rippling through him.
That's so jarring. Dude. Right. Okay. It comes to Zevalorg's turn. Zevalorg sees you pull out something from your... He knows what scrolls are. He's seen some stuff.
No, it's behind my back. I'm not brandishing the scroll.
He points at you. And then he is going to cast a spell. I need you to make a very important fortitude save, Kezra.
Leave me alone.
Leave the spellcaster alone, Jake.
Man, I really, really wish I still had that hero point. All right, here we go. This is important. Okay. That will be a 34.
Success.
I got it.
Okay.
You are still slowed one for one round. But what happened was that as he pointed at your feet, and you looked down, and you felt the stone ground start to grab hold of your feet.
Oh, wow.
As he attempted to cast Flesh to Stone
Oh, man.
Oh, that was a that was an important one to roll that on.
Wow. Yep. Wow.
Oh, that was a 13 on the die. I was like, oh my gosh, this is going to be close.
Okay, and then he will just, he'll do a little jaw strike on a little Garn.
I wonder if the frightened condition brought his DC down so I could beat that.
Not entirely, but so the frightened did help, but not okay. That much. But he's still gonna do a bite on Garn here.
Mm-hmm.
A 45 to hit you.
Oh my gosh!
God damn!
That's a crit.
Yep.
If there is any doubt.
If there is any doubt. Okay. That is. Oh my god. 64 points of piercing damage.
So I'm going to enact a little known ability as I forgot I was quickened.
Oh, right.
I told you to put it on your goddamn character token.
I just saw it. I'm going to take this damage. I'll take this damage. I didn't do anything. But can we just say that I shifted my eminence back into my weapon?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. You do that anyway. That's not cheating. All right,
cool.
But so you're still taking the 64 points of damage.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
You turn invisible, and an illusion of your body drops dead.
Nice.
You hear Zevalor laugh.
maybe you just think you're dead.
Oh my god, he's dead.
I can't help but think that he can see invisibility, dead. And he's laughing because he sees you. That'd be terrible. That's just me being paranoid. He's laughing. But, he's laughing because he thinks you're dead.
It is the end of his turn, though. So no matter what's going on, you'll have to find out next turn. Benson, okay. You just saw this this lawyer Gug shred Luca, but now Ambrose is hurt?
I mean, from what we know about him, it's not crazy. Thing is, I guess I'm moving to protect Ambrose. Garn's just gonna have to hold his own for a bit. I'm aware of Kezra's little tricks. She's like, oh no, Garn's dead. He's like, he doesn't care enough about Garn to actually say anything if he really dies. So
we're a pear-shaped boy.
Oh, he's showing concern. That means it's a lie.
it's like, I know that lumpy body can take more than that.
Yeah. So I'm going to move up and get to where I can actually attack him. Let's see if I... Hopefully I don't waste another good roll here.
Well, Jake, from our angles, will we be taking penalties or no?
That's a great question.
I think because Luca and the Gug have reach, I don't think so, but I believe Benson will be hitting around cover.
Now, can I just move, since it's a dead body, can I move on top of that thing?
Yeah. If you just want to move up one.
I move there.
Okay. I don't know if that would change much anyway, so you're standing directly in front of the Gug in the hallway now. So.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
34 to hit.
That's a hit.
Ugh, a 2 and a 1 on damage. That's just poopy. So 9 points of slashing damage. Might as well not even hit at all. I wish I'd gotten a 1.
At least it would have been funny.
At least it would have been fucking funny. That's gonna be a miss. 28.
Okay. Yeah, it's a miss. Alright. Ambrose.
Okay. So after taking those unfortunately meaty hits, he is going to cast a thing called Lifelink Surge using a focus spell. That's going to give me fast healing for 4 rounds. 12 fast healing for 4 rounds.
Whoa!
Nice.
So, I would assume it starts now. I'm just making sure. I think it does.
Yes. Yeah, it probably happens the moment you cast it, and then the 3 rounds after. Yeah.
Yes. So, Luca, eliminate this threat. And he's going to take do the act gathered thing. Beat the shit out of it. He's just gonna swing and swing and swing. Like, and honestly, Benson's close enough that he's just hearing this ghostly, like, roar, like, behind the helmet. 33 to hit.
That's it?
I'm like, God, it's like a plus 23 to hit. I'm like, man, I could get so much Myla Del shit here.
Yeah.
Actually, I think it's higher. No, well, Elk, if I was doing Hunter's Aim, would give me the extra plus 2, but I think his total was like plus 22. Okay. This is like Fighter's type of hit, so.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, essentially, that's what Luca is. He's a fighter. 21 to hit. 21 damage.
21 damage.
Okay. And plus 18 to hit. 28.
That's a miss, yeah.
And plus 13. Let's go. 28 again. God damn. Oh.
All right.
Okay.
All right. That's the end of your turn.
Yep.
Comes to Garn.
So I love rereading my character sheet on my off turn because I realized that I can't do things I said I've done. So I could not have shifted eminence because you can only do it once per round. I think I've read this like 20 times at this point and I still get it wrong. So it's still in the horn. That's okay. I am going to just assume that they cannot see invisibility. Take a chance. And I'm going to move up to Ambrose.
Attack of opportunity. Shit.
Dang.
I was right.
Dang.
Jake.
I knew it happened eventually.
He goes to snap at you with the jaws, trying to take another bite out of you. 32 to hit.
That's a hit.
Not a crit.
Not a crit, so I can still move.
Yes. 44 points of damage.
God damn.
Wow.
Shoot.
Okay. That is some damage.
If you get one more to the left, you'll be out of the hallway Gug's reach. If you can sure. reach there. There you go.
Yep. Yeah, yes, I could have reached there easily. And then I'm going to battle medicine on Ambrose.
Nice. Oh my God. Well, you're going to see yourself. You're going to fix your head.
let us. We have to keep you in the fight.
Yeah, I'm below half. So I felt like Benson that one day. I was like, holy shit, my health.
So
Benson that one day, you mean every fight?
Oh, yeah, every fight, sorry.
He's only been with you a day, okay? Remember that.
Oh, true.
Hit the Master DC. Woo. With a Master DC, I get 39 points of healing.
Oh, my God.
Yep. Man, this is making me remember me playing Dr. Brick.
Dr. Brick.
Playing a medic was so fun. Especially as a
And
monk.
Dr. Brick could, like, do it twice to a person, right?
He had all kinds of awesome feats that allowed him to... Battle Medicine was, like, the kit, so...
Dude, Doctor's Visitation is my favorite one out of that tree.
It's move and heal.
Move and heal.
Incredible.
With one it's awesome. It's great.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of which, I'm going to move to Kezra. Mm-hmm. And I'm actually going to go, like, right here, actually, onto the top of Kezra.
You're going to go behind Kezra?
And I'm going to do Battle Medicine. Come on.
Yeah, I was about to say, and the funny thing, you're invisible, right? Still?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's just, like, all of a sudden, like, I feel better. I felt these weird hands touching me, and
hold still. And once, man, I rolled great, but I didn't crit because it's such a high DC.
You start touching me, and I'm like, what are you doing over here? Actually, I can't remember if I cast see invisibility on myself or not before this.
I don't think
it's like 10 minutes though, so I don't know. I could have casted it a while ago, but I don't know. Whatever.
That's
I'm gonna
true.
Pretend I can't see you.
43 points of healing.
Oh God, that's awesome. That's nearly full health.
Uh huh. So move, treat, move, treat. That's my turn.
Okay. Kezra, it is your turn.
All right. So Kezra's body's like seizing up, but he like resists it, and he's like holding out the scroll, and he's like, ugh, not yet. So he can't use the scroll this round. But instead, he reaches out his other hand to cast another spell, and he looks to be casting something as fire first, but then it like necrotizes and turns into like this sickly, like pale green beam, and the Asmodeus symbol on the gauntlet glows, and Kezra's eyes go bloodshot as he casts a totally different spell. So, go ahead and roll a fortitude save. as he casts the 6th-level spell, Necrotize.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
What?
And this is going against Zevalord?
Zevalord, yes.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. I'm Come on, Jade. That's a band. Give us a bad roll.
29.
Fail.
Oh my god, no.
Oh baby.
Yes! I don't even know what this
spell
does,
but
I know
you
it can't be good.
I wish you hadn't slowed me. He would have gotten the scroll instead.
Oh god, okay.
Oh, cool. All right, so this is great. You necrotize part of the creature's body, harming it and debilitating it as its body putrefies, mimicking the natural process of decay. The target takes 12d6 negative damage and one of the following debilitations, rolling a 1d4 to determine which. So I'm going to roll a d4 to see what on a failure, it lasts 1 minute for the rest of the combat. You will be debilitated.
Oh,
so, okay. Jeez, there's a... Okay. They're all good. There's only one I don't want.
What are they all?
Okay. The first one is bones. Second is joints. Third is legs. Four is muscles.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
So, okay. All right.
I wonder which one.
Let's see. I got one. I got bones. The target's bones. Necrotized and become spongy and weak, giving it a weakness 3 to bludgeoning damage.
Okay. Go get him, Garn.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, and
all right.
12d6 negative damage.
I was gonna say the 12d6 is the thing I'm like. Oh. Okay. All right.
It's fucking juicy.
Oh, that's sick.
Necrotized.
Yeah. I'm like, okay. Cedric's so just got these like bloody bloodshot eyes are just beet red. The gauntlet is glowing as this like unexpected dark magic flows from him instead of what he tried to cast.
Oh.
All right. And so you guys see Zevalor get racked, and they were morbidly flexible before, but all of a sudden you see his stance sort of flop a little bit, and he has how Mr. Fantastic has to like focus all the time to like hold himself together. It's kind of what he's doing here, I imagine, where he's like leaning on the wall for a second, and he has to like readjust his body to focus, to like hold himself up here.
So guys, I need a moment.
Yeah, go
I need
with spongy moment. Bones.
Oh. Yeah,
they're already spongy.
What's that? Old meme, it's like how wizards actually fight. I cast itchy bones.
Dude, those are my favorite. One day, one of the banters should be, let's have a wizard fight, and we can just see how funny we can make them. Because I love doing that.
I like that a lot. That's a great idea.
Yeah. I cast, was it manual breathing?
Yeah, manual breathing is one of the better ones, yeah.
He's like, power word scrunch.
What does that even fucking mean? it's funny. I looked at irreflexibility, and I was just like, is there a greater irreflexibility that he can have? he can slice through even more things. okay. And that was, you were slow, so that was the end of your turn there. Okay. Lawyer Gug is going to... Does he want to keep going in on Luca?
Yeah, do it.
Does he want to go for little buddy Benny?
Oh, no. You did a really good job attacking Luca before. You really should attack Luca.
You did. But Benson looks like a tasty treat, too.
Oh, that's true, he is.
I am a tasty snack.
It's a little tasty snack there. So he's going to do one claw attack.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be 29 as a miss, unfortunately.
Yes, it is.
And then he's going to... All right. So he did one strike and missed. You, like, shove it off with your shield or something like that. I'm looking to see if I can do Furious Claws after. Because it says these attacks all count toward the Gug's multiple attack penalty, but the penalty doesn't increase. It doesn't say that he can't make it after.
It just means that
he's going to make
doing it at this map.
Exactly. Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. So he's going to do the Furious Claws this time, going against Ambrose, Luca, and Benson in that order, but it's all going to be at the second map. So,
oh,
okay. All right. All right. Going against Ambrose. Oh, buddy, I'm sorry. It's a 38 to hit.
Oof.
Not a crit.
Not a crit. Okay.
Wow, it would have been. if it was full.
Yeah, if it was full map, definitely.
So, as you do that, I'm going to use Reactive Strike, because you did something that, within 15 feet of me, dutiful retaliation.
Right!
That Luca immediately sees him get hit, and just instinctively strikes back right at him. Just... he sees, looks, slashes with a sword right back at the source. So I'll take the damage, but he's gonna get a swing.
Okay.
If I give him a retributive strike, would that give him another attack?
Yeah. I think so. I think you get. I think all allies get a free reaction. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, it's a free one. Yeah.
Yep.
Doing that. So I guess damage first.
Yeah. So let's do Lucas first.
Oh yeah.
And then we'll do Benson's thing.
Yeah, this really is the blender. You guys are fucking these guts. Yeah.
Okay. So do you want me to swing first, and then you'll tell me the damage or whatnot? I just want to calculate the damage first.
So Luca gets his personal attack of opportunity off first, and then we'll do Benson's after.
Okay. See. 20. 33 to hit.
That's a hit.
So, Amelie strikes back with 26 points of damage.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Actually, no, 30, because of the plus 4. Still,
oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, I said he's enhanced, man. He's a beefy boy.
Alright, and then Benson's will go off, so that means that Luca gets another attack of opportunity.
Yep.
Two attacks of opportunity in a
amazing.
Row.
I wonder if that can happen, because I don't know.
That's a mess anyway.
Because technically Luca's and Benson's reaction would happen at the same time. So I don't know if both of them can.
Well, it depends if who does the reaction exactly first, because
you could take multiple reactions in a turn.
Yeah.
If you have access to
it. But on the same trigger though. I think I don't know if you can take multiple reactions against the same trigger.
I also don't know that you can.
Well, okay, that's also true.
We need a lawyer. And we're attacking him.
Oh my god, if this lawyer Gug ever met Gene Goblin.
Right.
So either way.
I was gonna say we could also just wait until he inevitably attacks.
Does say you only get one reaction per encounter round. Okay, so I guess it's only specific feats that say you get a free reaction. But I don't know. But his
no, no. There's limits. Hold on. There's a thing called limitations on triggers. You can only use one action in response to a given trigger. So, for example, if you had a reaction and a free action that both had a trigger of your turn begins, you could use either of them at the start of your turn, but not both.
Okay, so Luca's reaction and Benson's free reaction, both can't be used on the same triggering attack.
I think they can, because he's gaining the reaction from Benson.
From the trigger.
From the triggers. He's not gaining the reaction from the Gug's manipulate or attack action. He's gaining the reaction from Benson's reaction. So they're not the same triggers.
Oh, wow.
So he's gaining a free reaction.
That's really fascinating.
And a source is Benson.
I will have to... But Benson's reaction is based on the attack that Luca already took a reaction on. So
using a reaction against an attack twice. He just gets a free reaction that is completely outside, right?
Right. Yeah. No.
Reaction is that you're in the champion's aura and you're adjacent to the enemy.
Interesting. That is. Yeah. That's one of the things that I'll have to. I think so, but I think that when it comes down to it, the thing that I'm getting hung up on is that the Gug attacked once. And Luca is getting two attacks of opportunity off of it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I'm getting hung up on. Oh. So, but you said he missed anyway, but Mark.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I will definitely look into that, because that's a very, very interesting combo that I'm wondering if it is intended or not. So
yeah, anyway. It's a weird one, because it would kind of make a if it's your interpretation, it would make a champion and a fighter kind of be an awkward pairing, because the fighter would have AOOs, and it kind of wouldn't want to use the reactive strike. Actually, it's minus five, so. That maybe that's why.
Like I said, that's why I'm like, I see by roll that it works, but I'm why I'm saying I'll look into it. So anyway, all right, the Gug strikes out at Luca with a 34 to hit.
Well, you hit Ambrose, so you never said damage.
It was 20 slashing.
Oh, 20 slashing. Yeah. So yep. 6 slashing because retributive strike.
Okay. Oh right, yeah.
And you also never got my attack in.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Yep. Because I rolled a 33 as well.
Oh, okay. All right, so let's get your damage in.
Yep, probably not going to be enough to do too much, because I don't do big Luca damage, which is 14 slashing.
Okay. All right. Reactions are all done. Now we're on to the attack.
we got all that done. All
right. Got all that out of the way. 34 to hit Luca.
That hits.
Okay. 19 slashing.
Okay.
And last attack on Benson, 32, which is a miss.
It is.
Okay. All right. Comes to Zevalorg's turn. Zevalorg holding himself up from his spongy, weakly bones.
My bones!
My bones!
My bonitis.
What's wrong? Feeling even squishier than usual.
He is going to point to the sort of towards the back of the room and cast Black Tentacles.
Oh man, damn it.
Oh, Jake just didn't want us to have fun. I got it.
It is literally the anti-fun spell.
Yeah,
this is one of my favorite spells.
Yeah, when you're using
it, make sure I can get
yeah
Yep, and he can get everybody without touching his Gug.
Oh my gosh.
Great. Because I'm sure he's a very caring boss.
Oh, God.
I want you to know that, like that dwarf that one time, he kisses each of them on the head when they go to sleep at night. alright, so going top to bottom, left to right here. So I have to make attacks at each of you. So make a spell make spell attack rolls against the fortitude DC of each creature in the area.
Oh, it's not a reflex save?
No. This is a it says defense AC, yeah. Which is fortitude DC. Yeah. Cool. Okay. So Ambrose first, 29.
Against my fortitude DC?
Yeah.
That's a fail.
Okay. That makes sense, because that was a horrible roll.
Yeah, I was about to say, holy shit.
Going against Luca.
Okay.
35.
That one will hit.
That'll do it. Okay, so you are... If you succeed, you are grabbed, and you take 3d6 bludgeoning damage. 9 bludgeoning. Just 9 points of damage right to his nuts.
Oh!
No, right, my ghost nuts.
Oh god, and I feel it too. Sympathy pain.
Our nuts are connected.
Our nuts are connected.
Alright. Garn.
Was it reflex you said?
No, it's an attack roll against your 42 DC.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
31.
That's a hit.
Okay. You were grabbed.
Alright.
And you take 12 points of bludgeoning.
Okay.
Next one against Kezra.
Please don't.
Oh god, I'm sorry, buddy.
Oh man.
It was a 44.
That's a crit.
Oh my gosh.
Get
bastard. I want to use my scroll.
Jake just doesn't want you to have fun.
Let me go ahead and deal. Only 4 bludgeoning, but I guess it gets does it get doubled because of the crit? I would think so.
It's an attack roll.
Because it's an attack roll.
What did you roll? Snake eyes on everything?
Almost snake eyes on everything. Last one on Benson. 34, which I believe is a fail against Benton's 42 DC.
Yeah.
Meaty fortitude that he has. Not a great one. Not a great use of black tentacles, ultimately.
Am I just grabbed?
I was looking at that, too. It just says, if you succeed, grabbed. I don't think that it says...
It doesn't have a crit success.
It doesn't say anything about a crit success. So I think you're just grabbed. You're super grabbed, though.
But you're not restrained.
No, not restrained, just super grabbed.
I'm immobilized, though. Capable of moving, can't use any actions that have the move trait. God damn you, Jake.
Yeah. Okay, so that is the end of his turn. Let's review what it says too. So for those of you who are grabbed, the tentacle's escape DC is equal to the spell DC of this creature. You can attack a tentacle if you want to get out of it. So you can do it to get out, but as long as you are in it, then you need to. There's continuous attacks happening. So.
Do you have to do reflex saves to get out of the aura, or no?
It's an escape DC, so it's up to you. If you want to do
it's breaking acrobatics.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's just breaking
grab. But if you're not grabbed,
you have to get out of the aura.
Can you just? Yeah, but yeah. You could just walk out of it, though, right?
Correct. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Just so I know for 100%, how do you figure out your fortitude DC?
10 plus your fortitude.
10 plus my fortitude. Then that actually might hit me.
It probably did because you said 35.
That would hit me.
Yeah.
35. Oh, really? Yeah.
It was a 34 would
I think
be 42.
Technically, mine would be 32.
Oh wow.
Oh
yeah. So Ben's okay. Is grabbed too.
Okay, so you are grabbed as well. All right, so dang. Let me do a little bit of bludgeoning damage to you. Nope, that was a lot. 15.
Ouch. Oh.
That is a. Yeah, that was a much better roll than I dealt to whoever it was earlier. Okay, so that is the... Anyway, as end of turn, it comes to Benson. Benson, you are grabbed. So you can do an escape. So you just need to try and athletics your way out.
Well, in theory, I should be good at that.
Yeah. I was also going to say you can just swing at one of the tentacles holding on to you.
Or hit the gog, too.
Yeah... I don't know, I think I might... Oh, no, actually, then. What do you guys think? I can attack the tentacle or the gug. What do you think?
All right, couple things. Benson, what's your charisma modifier?
My charisma modifier?
Yeah.
I'll tell you that in a second.
Where the because your last retributive strike hit the gug, right?
Yes.
So they are going to take persistent spirit damage equal to your charisma modifier.
Oh, wait, what?
What?
Yeah, that's part of his retributive strike.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's a new thing. I forgot about that.
My charisma modifier is plus 4.
So you take 4 persistent damage. So, Jake, tick off 4, and then you can go ahead and make that save now.
Yeah, I was going to say, what do I make this? What do I... Untyped?
It's a flat roll. You got to hit 15.
Oh, no. I was saying...
Spirit damage,
uh-huh. Of course. All right, so...
Also, Zevalog takes 6 then... damage from my necrotize that I forgot to give you for... Sorcerer potency.
All right, we will. Okay, all right. So the gug takes an additional 4.
Yep.
Okay.
Does he break out of it?
I will find out when I roll this. 16.
Dang.
Yep. Sorry. All right, and then Zevalor takes 6.
Yep. And then just so you know, John, because you hit them, because they triggered your what do you call it?
Retributive strike.
Your retributive strike, you can make a blessed counter strike this turn, which you deal an extra weapon die if you hit.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, is that from the new God, what's that ability called?
Called blessed counter strike.
Oh yeah, I was gonna say it is just called blessed counter strike. Yeah.
So I can just make that now.
If you make a hit.
All right. Well, my question still stands. You think I should attack the gug or the tentacles?
Yeah. It's like the full map. The full map's pretty sweet to hit the gug with something pretty awesome.
Yeah, I'll hit the gug.
Yeah. Okay. Because how's the gug looking?
Probably not great.
I mean, you guys have hit it plenty. Let me say that.
Hey, punchers. The giveaway code for today is Chris.
go on and head over to the Discord and enter in giveaway code Chris.
Do. 30, that'll be a 37 to hit.
Yeah, it's a hit.
Yes. It's extra weapon die. So, wait, you're rocking 3d8 with this?
3d8.
I'm not kidding.
I just rolled max.
Oh my god.
So that's a total of 30 points of slashing damage.
Let's go. God. Okay.
That's 3 eights.
And guess what? Until the start of your next turn, John, the target gains weakness equal to half your level to all strikes made by you and your allies.
I remember that part specifically. I remember this
Benson
now.
Benson does cool things. Six.
Yeah, I just don't know, bud. So that was my first swing. Second one is probably going to miss, unfortunately, with, 28.
Yeah, it's going to be a miss.
And I'll raise my shield.
Okay.
All right, now as we had that awesome turn, I do want to bring up a bummer thing, which is Exalted Reaction for the Retributive Strike says that the allies can spend a reaction to strike. So it doesn't say we get a free reaction. It says you can spend a reaction.
I wonder if they changed that in the... I feel like we looked this up before, and it said the opposite.
Yeah, I think they might have changed it.
In the remaster.
Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah, let me look at the legacy version.
They probably were listening to this, and then they were just like, whoa, that is...
Well, I've updated that.
Or maybe we looked it up before and saw what it actually was, and then we collectively forgot.
Yeah.
It felt the other way.
Okay. That's Benson's turnover.
Okay, that's Benson. So you are going to remain in the Black Tentacles, though?
Yeah, I used all three of my actions.
Okay. So let me go look at Black Tentacles again. It says... creature ends its turn in the area. Tentacles attempt to grab that creature if they have not already, and they deal... little D6 of damage. 1 point of bludgeoning damage.
Ow!
My
balls.
Ambrose.
Okay. So fast healing activates.
Yeah.
So you get a nice little 12 HP. He's gonna do the act together. Okay, so Luca, he's gonna swing out at this thing first.
At the gug or the, tentacles?
That's good. Okay. He wants to kill the gug. I mean,
right.
That rend kind of hurt. So, just feeling a little angry there.
Yeah, yeah.
That's, god damn it, a 33 again. Wow, what the hell? Huh. Okay.
Hit.
Damage, let's go. 24 points of damage, because the thing ran out.
Oh, right.
Still up?
It is still up, yes.
This thing's got to be hurting.
God, I hope so. Because that is a 31 hit. Second swing.
And another hit.
Awesome. Low damage. 13 points of slashing damage.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's barely holding on.
God damn it.
Sorry.
Okay, so with the act together, God, he's not going to hit that last one. But Ambrose is going to walk out. Oh God, hold on. Walk out.
Okay.
I mean, do you want?
Attack of opportunity.
Well, yeah, if he wants an attack of opportunity.
That's true. He doesn't have much left, so I think he's gonna try.
Okay.
It'd be so bad if you get hit here.
It would. Hmm. It would be pretty bad. Let's see if I can take Ambrose with me, though. 32 to hit.
If you're hitting Ambrose, that does hit.
Okay.
All right.
30 points of piercing.
Start up the blender, boys.
Let's go.
It's a gas-powered blender, so you gotta do a pull start to get it going.
it would make sense for Luca to use their defend.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Reaction, because you get full attack.
But at the same time, the damage reduction helps.
Well, you still get it. What I'm saying, you still get the damage reduction, but Luca gets to use a full attack bonus against the guard.
No, the dutiful reduction, that doesn't do anything about the damage.
You still get Benson's reactive strike.
No, that...
You get the damage reduction from it.
Yeah, but I thought you said the whole thing is that we don't stack the
You can't use the reaction to attack, but you still get the damage reduction.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit, then I'll do that. Okay.
Yeah,
I will.
So you can choose not to use that.
Oh, okay, god, I thought
you have access to two reactions, and one of them takes the map, so don't use that one.
Right, okay. So, always pick the better. Question, did either one of you roll a natural one?
No.
No.
Okay, so he had 4 hit points left.
God damn it.
So I imagine both of your swords go into his face and gut.
Yes!
Just shred him.
We Swiss cheese this motherfucker.
Yeah.
Okay. That's sweet. So he's dead. I think... And act together, swing. There's a map for athletics, isn't there?
Yep. For the escape, yeah.
Yep. There's no way I can... Yeah, there's no way.
Not with that attitude.
Unless I roll a natural 20, I'm probably not beating this DC.
Even if you do.
Yeah, fuck it. Yeah, let's do it. It's not fortitude, right? It's actual athletics.
Yeah, it's athletic. Remember, you can always swing at the tentacle itself.
Oh, true.
At his wild damage.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he'll just swing. It's only a plus 13 to hit, though, so... Sorry, going tab to tab on this app is just kind of fun. Plus 13 to hit. Tentacle 21. Does 21 hit?
21 does not hit.
It's a slippery tentacle. Alright.
Choices.
Yeah. Okay.
Alright. Is that all for Ambrose?
Yes.
Okay. Garn.
Garn. So... Gan is going to shift eminence into the weapon icon. That's a free. I just do it with my mind and my spirit. With my second action, I'm going to strike out against this tentacle. I think that is my best chance is to strike the tentacle.
Okay.
27.
That's a miss.
Oh my gosh, I've rolled so bad. Second action, I'm gonna strike again, because I'm quickened, why not? I'll take the map out of the box, and it was a 17, I hate this.
Good lord, dude.
What about a 30?
30 is a miss.
Oh my gosh, okay. Eminence shifting, attack. I have one action left. This is bad, y'all. I guess I just go for the nat 20. I don't know what else to do. Okay. Out of the box. Come on, I'm shaking, okay? Alright. No, natural 3. Okay, end of turn. Give me damage or whatever.
Okay. You take... It's very funny damage-wise, because it's literally like 1d6 bludgeoning. 3.
Okay.
Okay. Kezra.
I don't know whether to try to escape or attack this tentacle.
My to hit was bigger than my athletics, that's why I chose that. But clearly, it didn't matter. Yeah, my to hit
is a little higher.
Can Kezra cast Black Tentacles? Because like I can key you in
he could. I did not learn that spell.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
All right, I'm going to try to attack the tentacle. I still have my. My dragon claw is activated, so I got a lot of damage on this thing. So I just have to hit.
All right.
All right. Let's go. All right. That'll be a 40 to hit.
Ooh.
40 hits. 40 hits the tentacle. 19,
baby.
That's what I'm talking about. All right.
All right. I like that. Dice. All right, all right.
I didn't care for it.
No. All right, come on. That, and then this, and this. All right. All right, 9 slashing. Sorry. 9 slashing, 10 lightning, and 1 fire.
All right, you slash through this tentacle, and it releases you.
So I slice through, and Kezra is going to move down to the out of the tentacles into the bottom of the room, unfortunately closer to the bad gug. But I had to get out of the aura. And I can't cast shield, fuck.
Oh my gosh. Well, you shattered your shield anyways, right?
Yeah, I shattered it, so that's why I can't recast it. Oh. Yeah, that's the whole shit.
He
will fire a single blazing bolt at this guy.
Yes!
Let's go.
We're calling it
a third rank spell. I don't care. I don't give a shit. So damage will be attack roll.
Yep.
Come on, natural 20.
Actually, this is dumb because it takes the map. Shit.
can you spend that spell slot to cast something from the staff?
It has to be one action, because I moved, I attacked and moved. So I can cast one action, Blazing Bolt.
I mean, you could nat 20.
Against AC.
That would be sick.
I already did it.
You could always
nat 20.
And you could,
the chest piece.
And you could do it, you could use the ring to go against, what is it, reflex or something, if you wanted.
You're right, I can use it.
His AC is high.
I'm going to do the Shadow Signet, and I'm going to go against his... Fortitude DC.
Okay.
I'll go against Fortitude DC. Yeah, right. Okay. Natural 1. Awesome.
Oh wow.
That was the opposite of what we need you to do, Kel.
Can we just read the next episode?
All right, Kelly, go ahead and draw that card.
I fucking hate this.
Jake's like, no, I want you to suffer God. Now.
Read it now.
I want to have you read it.
side effect. You are sickened 1. You are also stupefied 2 until healed.
Oh!
No!
Son of a bitch.
Oh my gosh.
The worst part of that, it comes up to Zevalor's turn. But I'll see you guys next time.
Oh, come on. Jesus. Come on. Jesus. We gotta finish it. Come on.
Oh my gosh.